about.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and this is a mystery box. You see, if anybody can guess from the clues I give what is in this box, then they can keep what is in the box.
Is it cookie?
No, it is not a cookie.
Bye-bye.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Yeah. 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 What's up? It's Beer Mug. The phlegm in my throat makes my voice sound deep. Phlegm. Natural bass. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you understand that most of the country thinks that you're one of the stupidest people around right now?
Yeah, I do.
What's your response to that?
I'm not really.
And now,
is it something brand new from Mew? You're like a cat called Mew?
Our feature presentation.
Oh, he didn't mean Muse.
No, he meant Mew. That's okay. The band. But that's okay. Not how a cat goes.
Mew?
Cat goes meow.
How does it go?
It goes meow.
Yeah, that's a cat.
Or that, either way.
Doesn't go Mew.
Right.
Mew.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday morning, the 15th of May.
So, is everybody here today?
I believe
so. Got a full complement of staff here today?
I believe so.
Fantastic. Let's make the most of that. How you doing, Allie?
Doing good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's your hair?
My hair?
Yeah.
It's wet.
Okay.
I just showered. Okay. Didn't feel like drying it.
Okay.
So,
that's good.
But I brushed it.
Did you sort of,
had a few, like,
did you sort of half dry it?
I didn't. I just kind of shook it out a little bit.
I see.
I want to get one of those towels, though, that you can wear on your head and it dries within the towel.
Well, I mean, we all want that.
Yeah. Give us a call right now if you have one of those towels. 1-800-520.
Is that an invention that I am unaware of? Is it
no, there really
from,
is. Yeah,
from a regular
this,
towel? What,
yeah.
Does it have heat in it somehow?
No, it's got these weird fibers that dries your hair. I was just talking because I wanted you to see how dumb this whole conversation was. Now you're really asking questions.
But is there really a towel?
Where can I get this towel?
But does that towel exist?
It really does.
I got to look into that. That sounds cool.
Oh, that's real sad.
Learned a little something here today. Hey, we do have a big show today, including U2 tickets and Weenie Rose tickets. So that is reason enough to sit through our nonsense. But I want to start with two quick stories here. Both involve religion in the news. Can I get a little reverb? Do you mind?
Sure.
Both involve... Let me know when you're ready. Religion... Okay.
Kevin was finally ready.
I was ready.
I didn't know. I was just looking for a hit. Okay. Right. They both involve religion in the news. The first one, I'm not sure I believe, and I'm sure you saw this one, Kevin. A pastor has been killed after he's eaten by 3 crocodiles while trying to walk on water.
I didn't see that, but this I'm a fan of it.
This is in Zimbabwe, and it's to me, it does not pass the it's true test. To me, this sounds like somebody made it up. But the guy's name was Jonathan Mathewa. He was trying to show his congregation how Jesus walked on water by crossing what is locally known as Crocodile River.
Yay!
So it's in the name.
It's in the name.
Yeah.
The pastor from the Satin of the Last Days Church managed to get around 90 feet into the river before trying to climb onto the surface of the river. All that was left of him was his underwear and his sandals. See, that sentence alone makes me think the whole thing is fake, right? An eyewitness told the Daily Post in Zimbabwe, the pastor taught us about faith on Sunday. He promised he would demonstrate his faith to us today, but he unfortunately ended up drowning and getting eaten by 3 large crocodiles in front of us. We still don't understand how this happened because he fasted and prayed the whole week. They finished him in a couple of minutes. So what do you guys think? Probably true? Probably not true.
Probably not.
It's impossible to tell how stupid people are.
Yeah.
Though, you know, like, could that happen? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people are dumb.
But here's what I don't understand. Most pastors understand that they're not Jesus. And Jesus could do things because he could do miracles because he was the Son of God. You're not. What makes you think because Jesus walked on water that you can walk on water?
But not all understand that, I think.
But there's a disconnect in the whole premise that this pastor had, is that he could walk on water because of his faith. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
Okay. That's thing one. This is our new segment, Religion in the News. No, you got to leave it on for the whole time. Our new segment...
I do it after you say our new segment.
Right.
Okay, all right.
Here's part... down now.
Okay.
And, all right, wait, segment is your cue. When you hear segment, that's when you start.
Segment,
right.
Okay.
Time now for... No, that's not right.
All right, segment. All
right. Now our second story on our new segment, Religion in the News. All right, now this one is real. We don't need any more until the end. Okay. Andrew Snelling is the research director for Answers in Genesis. This is the company that owns the Creation Museum in Kentucky and the Ark Encounter. Remember, we followed that story for a long time about the crazy guy who built an ark in Kentucky and filled it with people and animals and dinosaurs and everything else that he believed survived the flood, right?
Right.
Creationists. Right? They believe that God created the earth 6,000 years ago. That's the people who are running this place in Kentucky. All right, so he's the research director. He has filed suit against the Grand Canyon.
He's filed suit against the Grand Canyon.
Claiming religious discrimination because they will not let him take rocks to study to prove that the Grand Canyon is less than 6,000 years old. Grand Canyon, by the way, for folks who don't know, is 60 million years old. But he is suing them now and claiming religious discrimination because they won't give him rocks to study.
I mean, there's so many problems with this story. Just go take a rock.
No, you don't. You can't steal from a national monument.
Right, but I'm saying it's big enough; no one will ever notice, and it'll be
fine.
That
is not the attitude. That's not the attitude. Everybody can't go in there and just start loading up their truck with rocks.
Give me a rock.
He is seeking to collect 60 one-half. No, I don't need it. No echo. He's asking for 60 one-half pound samples of rock from the Grand Canyon. And they have said no. And his attorney says defendant's activities, talking about the Grand Canyon, are motivated by hostility toward Dr. Snelling's viewpoints and sincerely held religious beliefs. Defendant's policies and practices have burdened Dr. Snelling's free exercises of religion absent any compelling state interest. So I can't imagine he's going to win this one. But who sues the Grand Canyon?
Just this guy, I think.
Yeah. I just think the Grand Canyon is doing its thing.
I don't think the list is long.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so, too.
I agree, though. The Grand Canyon is doing its thing.
Right?
Yeah.
This has been our new segment, Religion in the News.
Oh, I was ready, too, for the first time. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBicho, shall we?
How dare you, you son of a bitch.
Speaking of which, we have some highlights of Will Ferrell's speech to USC.
How much of it did you watch?
I watched probably half of it.
So good, right?
Yeah, it was good. It's good. I love him, you know.
Yeah.
Everything he does is funny to me. Remember last week when we were talking about the guy that drank his urine for 6 years and feels better and younger, skin's better, healthier?
Yeah.
We're going to take your phone calls on health secrets that people think are crazy that you do. So that's coming up this morning as well. We also have your tickets, like Bean said, for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta, this time in the pit. That's coming up this morning. And we've got your tickets for you two at the Rose Bowl as well. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:56.
I don't want to be controversial, but that Chris Cornell's a good singer, you guys. That's a guy who's got a hell of a voice right there.
Some good input right there.
Just talented. That's all I'm saying. Very talented.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Monday morning. Rob is here. It's time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Mr. Garman?
It is a Monday morning, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. See what people went to see in the movie theaters over the weekend. No surprise, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 dominated the weekend box office yet again with another $63 million. Number two, Snatched with Amy Schumer, Goldie Hawn, and King Arthur, starring Charlie Hunnam, directed by Guy Ritchie, which cost $175 million to make.
Wow.
Pulled in $14.7 million this weekend.
Ooh.
not a good return on their investment.
But if it plays for 200 years
then
at that
they'll
rate,
be in the black.
They get money back.
The Fate of the Furious was fourth. The Boss Baby was fifth. Beauty and the Beast, sixth. How to Be a Latin Lover was number seven. Low Riders came in at number eight in its debut with $2.4 million. The Circle. And, of course, Bahubali 2, the conclusion, rounding out the top ten at the box office this weekend. Excuse me. Sad news. Yesterday, we lost a great character actor named Powers Booth. Always working on the small and big screen. He was just 68 years old. They claim he died in his sleep yesterday morning of natural causes. Does a 68-year-old just die in their sleep of natural causes?
I mean, you got something wrong with you if you do.
Yeah. You don't know the name, you know his work. If you watch Nashville, he was Lamar Wyatt, of course, on that show. Raina James' dad. If you watched Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., you know he was Gideon Malik. If you saw Tombstone, you know he was the head of the Cowboys. If you ever saw the story of Jim Jones and the Jonestown Massacre, he played Reverend Jim Jones on that television movie and won an Emmy for that work. Super talented guy, and sad news that he passed away yesterday. He will be missed. Jim Parsons got married over the weekend. Congratulations to the star of The Big Bang Theory. Married his boyfriend of 15 years, Todd Spiewak, who is a graphic designer. They got married on Saturday in the New York City's famed Rainbow Room at Rockefeller Center. So congratulations to those two. Hope Jim got a prenup. Very, very rich.
Yes.
Very rich man. Today's celebrity birthdays. Chaz Palminteri is 65 years old today. Actor David Krumholtz is 39. Alexandra Breckenridge from This Is Us and The Walking Dead. She is 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the time of year every year where people get to graduate from college. I wouldn't know what that's like, but I know many of my colleagues here at K-Rock do. Do you guys remember who spoke at your graduation? Who was your commencement speaker?
Yeah.
Have anyone good, Allie?
Bill Cosby.
Oh.
Hey.
How you feeling about that now?
Pretty good. And strangely, also at producer Christine's, Bill Cosby.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think he was just making the rounds because he got to meet a lot of women that way?
Yeah,
a lot of college
young
girls?
Chicks.
Yeah.
Having some cocktails.
It must have been quite a thing, though, for him to do it at that point.
Oh, yeah. He was great. Yeah. He was so funny. And it was so hot that day that he cut it short. He was like, you guys are sweating bullets out there. Let's end this. I was like,
that's
all right.
Nice of him.
Now you're
Thanks.
Talking.
How about you, Kevin? You remember? Do you have a celebrity speaker as well?
Do I remember?
Okay.
That's cute.
Well, there were multiple high-profile commencement addresses given this weekend. Obviously, the President Donald Trump, did his first as president at Liberty University. Oprah Winfrey did a little school in Georgia. Lionel Richie did Berkeley. But I think the best one I saw online was the great Will Ferrell, class of 1990, USC Trojan. This was so good, you guys. He's the best, right?
Yes.
Will Ferrell is just the best.
He is the best, yes.
So there he is. And by the way, he also got an honorary doctorate while he was there. So he gets up in front of everybody on Friday, and here's some of how that went.
It is such an honor to deliver this year's commencement address to the University of Southern California's graduating class of 2017. I would like to say thank you, graduates, for that warm welcome. I would also like to apologize to all the parents who are sitting there saying, Will Ferrell, why Will Ferrell? I hate Will Ferrell. I hate him. I hate his movies. He's gross. Although he's much better looking in person. Has he lost weight? By the way, that discussion is happening out there right now. Today, I have also received an honorary doctorate, for which I would like to give my thanks to President Max Nikias. I would also like to recognize my esteemed fellow honorary doctorates.
All right. So then he goes on to mention the other people on the dais that same day who also got doctorates. And it is it's a group. There's a humanitarian there. There's a spinal surgeon. There's an AIDS researcher, Dame Helen Mirren, who later he called out, by the way, for stealing his Oscar because he was up for the role of Elizabeth and the Queen that she got. So he's talking about all these people with incredible accomplishments also receiving doctorates that day.
And then there's me, Will Ferrell, whose achievements include running naked through the city of Montrose in old school, Montrose in the house, all right. Running around in my underwear and racing helmet, thinking that I'm on fire as Ricky Bobby in Talladega Nights. Running around in elf tights, eating gum off the ground. And playing cowbell. I think my fellow doctorates would agree, based on our achievements, we are all on equal footing. I want the university to know that I do not take this prestigious honor lightly. I've already instructed my wife and my children from this point on, they have to address me as Dr. Farrell. There will be no exceptions. The next time I'm flying and they ask if there's a doctor on board, I can now confidently leap to my feet and scream, I'm a doctor. What can I do? Yes, no problem. I can absolutely deliver that baby.
We're playing highlights of Will Ferrell's commencement address to USC on Friday. By the way, it's well worth watching the whole thing. It's about 25 minutes long, but he talks about how he got into the Groundlings, how he auditioned for Saturday Night Live, how tough the transition was, how worried he was the transition was going to be after he left Saturday Night Live. He wasn't sure whether he was going to make it as a comedic actor or not, which was his dream. And it's just interesting. You see a guy like Will Ferrell, we talk about this all the time. There's a guy who looks like he's got it going on, right?
Yeah, assume he always did.
He's magic. Yeah. But he is just as insecure as everybody else about whether he's ever going to get another job. It's so interesting. And the way he – and this is why the speech is worth watching. The way he kind of weaves his story in, I think, is probably good advice for others on ways to approach things. You know, very very smart guy, very funny speech. Let's hear some more.
Although this is my first commencement address I have delivered to a actual university – this is not my first commencement speech. The institutions to which I have spoken at previously include Bryman School of Nursing, DeVry Technical School, Debbie Dudson School of Trucking, University of Phoenix, Hollywood DJ Academy, and Trump University. I'm still waiting to get paid from Trump University. In fact, it turns out I owe Trump University money for the honor to speak at Trump University. You are the graduating class of 2017. It is incredibly surreal, one might even say unbelievable, that I get to deliver this address to you. As a freshman in the fall of 1986, if you were to come up to me and say that in the year 2017, you, Will Ferrell, will be delivering the commencement address for USC, I would have hugged you with tears in my eyes. I then would have asked this person from the future, does that mean I graduated? Yes, you did, says the person from the future. I can tell you that you will become one of the most famous alumni of this university, mentioned in the same breath as John Wayne, Neil Armstrong, and Rob Kardashian.
So there you go. One more clip, and this is the one you've probably already seen online, where he wraps it up by singing Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You, and it's great. We'll play as much of it as you could stand, but you can see the whole speech at the Kevin Bean Facebook page if you want to see more from Will Ferrell. Here's the end.
Class of 2017, I just want you to know you will never be alone on whatever path you may choose. If you do have a moment where you feel a little down, just think of the support you have from this great Trojan family. And imagine me, literally picture my face, singing this song gently into your ear. If I should stay.
That takes guts, right?
Yep. Doesn't it?
I would only be in your way.
Now he's going to go for it here, kids.
And I will always love you, class of 2017. And
Ouch.
I will always love you.
There you go, the great Will Ferrell. Nice job, Will.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:20.
Or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about U2 for a second, you guys. They just kicked off their highly anticipated Joshua Tree 30th anniversary tour this weekend. They played Vancouver, B.C. on Friday, played Seattle last night. Allie, you are in love with this set list.
The set list blew my mind. Not only all of the Joshua Tree, but serious hits and debuted a brand new song.
Brand new song, wow. Right?
I can't.
So we are very excited that U2 is coming to town this weekend at the Rose Bowl. We want to give away a pair of tickets right now to you, U2 fans, at 1-800-520-1067. You call now. We'll put you on hold. We'll give you a chance to play a game that you're going to enjoy very much. If you want to go see U2 this Saturday at the Rose Bowl, call K-Rock now.
Tell me about President Trump and his feelings on exercise, because I read something about this, and it just seems absurd.
Apparently, this has been around for a while. The Washington Post had a feature called Trump Revealed last summer. I think it was shortly after he got the nomination for to be the running for president as a Republican nominee. And they were trying to print as much stuff as they could about what do we know about this man who may be our president. And one of the things that came out then that has been recently back in the news because it's mentioned in a New Yorker article this month is that he does not believe in exercise. He thinks that there is a finite amount of energy in the human body. You're like a battery.
So if you exercise, you just lose energy and that's all?
That's right. You wear it down. You wear the battery down and there's no way to recharge it. You however much juice you have, that's how much you have.
But what about science?
Well, look, the president knows best. He wouldn't be the president if he weren't the smartest man in the world, Kevin. That's how it works.
Okay.
So we wanted to find out more about this as well because, look, if Mr. Trump is right, this is great information for the rest of us because we've been doing it all wrong. So let's get number 45 back on the phone. President Donald J. Trump joins us here on K-Rock. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am amazing. Unbelievable. A lot of people say that I am incredible.
I'm sure that's true.
Thank you.
Okay. So exercise. No good, right?
Exercise is for suckers, okay?
Okay.
It's proven that your body only has so much energy. You only have so many heartbeats.
Okay.
And if you use them up doing stupid things like going to the gym or running or skiing or swimming like an idiot.
Right.
Then you will die sooner than later.
Respectfully, I think the actual truth is if you exercise, you get more energy.
Fake news. Fake news. La, 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 la. I can't hear you. Fake news.
But isn't whatever your body loses through energy, isn't that restored by sleep and by food and by vitamins?
Right. Unbelievable that you know so little about science.
Okay, tell me.
This shows you how dumb Americans are. A lot of people are saying Americans are dumb. For some reason, in the past 100 or so days, a lot of people are saying Americans are dumb. There's a lot of talk about dumb America, how dumb they are.
Right, I have seen
and
that.
And here's an example. Dumb.
Okay,
energy is not the same thing as food and sleep, okay? There are different words. They are different things. Sleep is sleep.
Right.
Energy is energy.
Right.
Why would they call them different things if they were the same thing? Dummy. That's
but I think they all work in concert with one another, though. What I'm saying is the food
First of all,
that you
a concert
eat
is when a band plays music.
Okay.
So, again, you're a dummy.
I may be a dummy,
sir. A lot of people
are
saying you don't know what you're talking about. You think sleeping and listening to music and running are all the same thing.
I don't. Well, that's not what I'm saying.
Mr. Trump, do you consider golf exercise?
I use very, very little exercise when I golf. Golfing is mostly about money for me, okay?
Money?
Money. Rich people come to my golf course.
I see. Mm-hmm.
I get in a golf cart. I drive around. I occasionally swing a club very poorly, and then they give me their money. That's what it's about.
Okay.
I see.
And this is the same concept as energy in the body is money. Let's say your father gave you a lot of money.
Right.
Right.
If you started spending that money, you'd lose it. You'd lose the money. The money's gone. That's just like energy in the body. So you need to make more money by taking other people's money.
I see. Okay.
So I take energy from other people.
I see.
As well as their money.
All right. So how is this going to be reflected? Your views, are they going to be reflected in the administration? Because the government is out there.
I am starting the federal physical unfitness program. Presidential physical unfitness program.
Okay.
Everybody just lay down. Just go to sleep. Relax. Don't do anything stressful. Save your energy, okay? Because if you use your energy up, you will die. And I learned this from a very, very smart woman, maybe the smartest woman I know, Melania, okay?
Oh.
Melania said to me, If we have sex, we will use up all of our energy and we will die.
I see.
So now I know that you can't exert yourself physically or you'll be dead. And look at me. Look how alive I am. Unbelievably alive. Some people are saying I'm more alive than anybody they know.
No one's ever said
that about anyone.
No one
is more alive than I am. I am more alive than almost everyone else.
How could you be more alive than everyone else?
I have more life than other living people.
Really?
I live a lot, okay?
Right.
Look at me. I'm living right now. Look.
Right, but so are we.
Yeah, we all are, though.
And we're living now.
We're all living the same
right
amount,
now,
though.
I'm still living.
Right.
Okay,
but
and
we
I'm,
all...
I'm living now.
Same.
So much more than you. I'm so much more alive. Oh, God, I love me.
All right, let's do it. Let's give away those tickets to go see U2 at the Rose Bowl this Saturday. This game's called Baby Songs.
Name the baby song to see U2. U2, baby songs, gaga, goo.
All right, so we have people on hold. This happens a lot. There's like baby songs. It sounds like baby songs, and there's.
Were you searching for the word lullabies when you said baby songs twice?
Yes, I was. Okay. Yes, I was.
And that's why it's called baby songs, ladies and gentlemen. You were warned that that was on there.
I didn't know how long the clip was.
All right, so clip. Callers on the line, we'll be playing a lullaby of a U2 song. All you have to do is identify it by title. You go into the drawing. Someone on hold right now is in 5 minutes going to be having tickets to go see U2 this weekend.
All right, we'll start with Robert in Pasadena. Hi there.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Are you ready for your baby song, your U2 baby song?
I am.
Good luck.
Okay, I think that's plenty. Robert?
Sunday, Bloody Sunday?
That is correct. Nicely
one
done.
For one. By the way, I know that's a great song. It's a great melody. Do you hate it, though, when you hear the lullaby version? You hate it, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
no.
That's terrible.
You don't hate it? Really? I don't hate it.
Really?
I hate it so much.
I find it very soothing, actually.
Okay. All right. is it Kavan?
It's Kavan.
Kavan. And Thousand Oaks. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Kavan, what say you?
Oh, geez. Where the streets have no name?
Sorry, that's with or without you. Sort of. It's sort of that. All right. Let's go to David in Redondo Beach. Hi there.
What's going on?
Baby songs. You ready?
Yep.
Good luck.
What do you say, David?
Running to Stand Still.
So that's Beautiful Day.
It's a beautiful
really
day.
It's not at all, though.
I mean, it wasn't really, no.
Huh.
All right, let's go to Adrian in Mentone. Hi.
Yo, what up?
I think we're big in Mentone lately, you guys.
Right?
Get a lot of callers from out there.
Or just Adrian, over and over. All right, you ready?
Me. Yep.
Here you go.
Certainly squashed everything that's good about that song right out of it, didn't they?
I gotta tell you, I only would have gotten the first one so far.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Hey, Adrian, what do you think?
Can you play it again?
Nope.
Sorry. I'm gonna say
Desire?
Can I take back that soothing thing?
Yeah, right?
I am so anxious right now.
Right?
So far, only Robert is in the drawing, but let's try a couple more and see how we do.
Eliza in West Covina, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello.
Hi there. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's very difficult so far. Good luck.
Yes.
Here's your U2 baby song. funny if they came out at the Rose Bowl and did it like that?
Murder button is what it would be. Eliza, what song is that by you two?
I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
I'm sorry, that's...
One.
That was one.
That's the shortest slip ever.
It really is.
All right, dare we try another?
Sure. Let's go to Dane in Northridge. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Dane, you've been playing along while you've been on hold. This is a tough game today, right?
Yeah, no, I'm almost asleep.
Okay.
Okay, good.
How'd you do with coming up with titles, though? If you had gotten some of the other ones, would you have known the answer?
About two of them, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to you.
All right. Good luck. Here you go. I'm getting Call Me Maybe out of that one, so I'm not positive that that's the right thing.
What do you think, Dave?
Where the Streets Have No Name?
I'm sorry, no.
That's the sweetest thing. All right. I'm not sure how it is, but it is.
Let's try one more and go out on a bang, you guys.
All right. Daniel in Woodland Hills. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. All right. Are you ready for your song?
Yeah, I'm just waking up because I'm just falling asleep listening
right.
to Lullabies.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, we're trying to give you U2 tickets, man. Don't be mean to us.
Oh, not mean. Not mean at all. Just saying it's cheating.
Here you go. Good luck. That is just, that's...
Nope.
Come on.
That's just nope.
All right, Daniel, save the game. What song is it?
Wow. That sounded like one note the whole time. Let's say, how about All I Want Is You?
That's Where the Streets Have No Name. Where the
streets have no name. I mean, every other person guessed that, so I thought we had a 50-50 chance of him just guessing it, too. So I'm sorry to say it's not going to be you, Daniel. It's either going to be Robert in Pasadena or Pasadena's Robert. He'll win tickets to go see you two at the Rose Bowl this Saturday. Ms. Allie McKay, who's our winner, please?
Robert from Pasadena.
From Pasadena.
Awesome.
How about that?
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations. Enjoy seeing you two at the Rose Bowl, and thanks for playing the game.
You two baby songs, gaga goo goo.
LA and OC's Alternative Rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Speaking of Blink-182, by the way, the deluxe edition of their California album comes out this Friday with a whole bunch of new songs. It's going to be like getting a whole new Blink-182 album.
All right.
Very excited about that. Love those guys, as we all do. All right. It's Monday morning. Rob is here with another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, my friend?
It's Monday morning, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. As expected, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 dominated once again with $63 million, making it number one. By far, the second best film at the box office this weekend was Snatched. In its debut, made $17.5 million. Then King Arthur with $14.7 million. At number three, The Fate of the Furious, The Boss Baby. Were your top five films, Beauty and the Beast, How to Be a Latin Lover, Lowriders, The Circle, and Bahubali 2, The Conclusion, were your top 10 films. Surprise news! Over at CBS, while the TV networks start to talk about what they're picking up and what they are canceling for the new season, Two Broke Girls canceled over the weekend after six seasons.
That was a surprise to me.
It was, since ratings weren't the problem. The show had averaged 5 million viewers this past season, so no one's quite sure why CBS decided to cancel Two Broke Girls. Some folks are saying it was the power of prayer.
There is a God?
Yes. That people got together and just really just prayed hard. Prayed.
It wasn't enough to just not watch it. It has to be off the air, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Allie, apparently.
Thank you.
Got into a time machine, mm-hmm. went back into time,
mm-hmm.
and got NBC to change its mind about her favorite show, Timeless, which now will get a second season. They revoked their cancellation, and they said, yes, okay, we'll do it another year.
I mean, it was a team effort. I had some help. But
it's crazy.
Me.
When did the show get uncanceled?
Yeah, have you ever heard of that?
Rarely. It happens.
Rare, but not the next day. Like, usually a while goes by. Like, Jericho, we had to send peanuts
Oh, did we?
Remember?
Right.
Remember that, Jericho people?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Dave was one of those people.
I know.
We had to send hot sauce for Roswell. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
How'd all those pan out for you, by the way? All you folks are sending stuff to networks.
Not still
enjoying those shows?
It's not. not effective.
Is Roswell holding up
still
now?
Still settling down every week for a new episode of Roswell, are you? Stop it.
No, it didn't help.
Dumbasses.
But the timeless thing was weird. It was 3 days, right? It was 3 days later. Then they came out and said, oh,
they went back in time.
It was very weird.
You don't know.
Something's going on.
Time travel's going on.
I didn't even know that show existed until it got canceled.
Well, you're bad.
For a lot of reasons, though.
Barry Manilow had to cancel his show last night at the Allstate Arena in Chicago. And he is canceling Wednesday night's concert here in Los Angeles at the Forum.
Oh.
No word yet on why Barry has canceled. Some people are saying it's the power of prayer.
You stop it.
There is a God?
There is a God.
How dare you?
Not put together in a large group of people just prayed so hard that now Barry Manilow can no longer perform.
I would like to see Barry one more time.
Right.
Before it's all over.
Missed, one less time.
You missed when you were out. I'm afraid that I might never see Barry Manilow live again.
I am very concerned.
Are you afraid of that?
70s, for God's sakes.
Yeah, and he's canceling shows left and right, so yep. Probably death next, right?
How many times have you seen him?
Oh, I don't.
Too many?
I mean,
more than one?
Oh, probably around,
too many.
Probably around 15 times.
Yeah. Oh, my God!
Wow.
That's enough. You're good.
But I have been. It's
you've
been
seen
a while.
Him, right.
It's been a while.
You've experienced that. You've seen it.
He's a great entertainer, you guys.
Done it. Been there. Seen it. You're okay. Back to you, Rob.
We have to give Dave some time off.
Oh,
in April. Looks like he will be busy April 6th through the 10th of next year.
Of next year?
Of next year.
Okay.
April 6th through 10th of 2018 has just been announced. That is the dates for the Paramore cruise.
What's up?
Parahoy. It's called?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry,
you
the
heard
name
me.
Is?
Parahoy.
No.
Parahoy. Because it's on a boat, and you say ahoy when you're on a boat.
Right.
And they're Paramore,
mm-hmm.
So it's Parahoy.
What's up?
It's the Parahoy Festival.
Huh. Is that a
thing on?
That's not a great name.
Is that a placeholder name?
No. Nope.
They come up with
this
a real one?
This is the third annual Parahoy Festival.
Okay. All right.
Which takes place on a cruise ship leaving Miami, headed for the Bahamas. You get a Q&A session with the band, an intimate acoustic concert, and lots of other performing artists on board. The full musical lineup will be announced soon, but you can get all the info at parahoy.com.
Sounds like fun. Dave reminds us that our friend Doug Benson was part of the entertainment for last year's cruise.
There you go. Parahoy.
What's up?
And Billy Joel played Dodger Stadium on Saturday. Apparently had some guests stop by. Axl Rose took the stage with Billy.
You don't really picture those two
not
knowing each
you
other.
You don't see them as pals, but apparently they are. Billy strapped on a guitar, and they went into Highway to Hell with Axl Rose singing lead, which, of course,
which
makes
is
sense because he toured with AC/DC. He replaced Brian Johnson for a bit there. One. Why is that so weird to you, Kevin?
And just Billy Joel and him singing that song just sounds like a mess. Sounds
Why?
Like a mess.
Why is that a mess?
It's a band playing
Highway to Hell, and Axl Rose, who has sung the song many times in concert, singing it.
Does that sound good to you?
Yes.
Okay.
You wouldn't like to see Axl Rose singing Highway to Hell?
No.
You're an odd man.
No.
You're a strange, odd little man.
No.
And Pink came out also. Joined Billy for New York State of Mind, apparently. So everybody had a good time. Kevin's glad he wasn't there.
Right.
He would not have had a good time.
Correct.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Chaz Palminteri is 65 years old. Today, David Krumholtz turns 39. Alexandra Breckenridge from This Is Us, which, by the way, has just been announced, will be on after the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
They're getting the coveted post-Super Bowl slot. This Is Us. So good news for them. And she's also on The Walking Dead. She's 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Two chances still to come on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show for you to join us Saturday at StubHub Center for the sold-out Kara Queenie Roasty Fiesta 2017. And these are not just tickets, you guys. These are tickets in the pit?
Yes.
In the pit?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right. Hey, Steve Harvey, who I no longer can look at on TV and not see Kenan Thompson from SNL, but he is moving his very popular syndicated daytime talk show to Los Angeles after 5 years in Chicago. One reason, by the way, they think is he'd like to have more celebrity guests on the show, and it's a lot easier to book them in Southern California. So there's been some interest in Steve Harvey, and a memo surfaced last week in the Chicago newspaper of that he had put out to his staff that work for him on his syndicated daytime talk shows. And a lot of people were very surprised at how would you describe, what's the word you would use to describe it? Rude? Brusque?
Entitled?
What? Entitled, maybe?
He's an ass.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. I'd like all of you to review and adhere to the following notes and rules for season 5 of my talk show. There will be no meetings in my dressing room. No stopping by or popping in. No one. Do not come into my dressing room unless invited. Do not open my dressing room door. Here's my favorite part of the whole memo. If you open my door, expect to be removed. How does that even work, by the way? He has a security team?
Security, sure.
I want all the ambushing to stop now. This includes the TV staff. You must schedule an appointment. I have been taken advantage of by my lenient policy in the past. This ends now. No more. Do not approach me while I'm in the makeup chair unless I ask to speak with you directly. Either knock or use the doorbell. I am seeking more free time for me throughout the day. Do not wait in the hallway to speak with me. I hate being ambushed. Please make an appointment. I promise you I will not entertain you in the hallway, and do not attempt to walk with me. If you are reading this, yes, I mean you. Everyone, do not take offense at this new way of doing business. It is good for my personal life and enjoyment. Thank you all, Steve Harvey. I wonder how that meeting, how that memo was received by his staff.
Well, I'm guessing poorly in that they leaked it.
True. I mean, I get everything he's saying. It's just the tone by which he said it.
Well, it's that, but it's also, we were talking a little bit about this on Friday, and these are people who are working on his show.
Right.
It's not like they're just, they want an autograph or something. Right. They're trying to figure out, like, how to help the show be a better TV show.
Yeah.
Do not talk to him. That's odd.
I feel like there would have been a way better way to handle this.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I think this is a good phone call we're about to take, because we were worried about putting Kevin in the same position, because mm-hmm. Kevin's got some rules. I think we all know. We don't like to talk about it, but Kevin's got his own rules. So rather than make it awkward for you to face us personally, Kevin, we're having Linus, your assistant, on the show.
Oh, I see.
And he is going to lay out the new rules, because I guess, Linus, you've been giving this some thought, have you, sir?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. I work for Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Right.
As you know. Uh-huh. Good morning, by the way, Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, Linus.
It's a pleasure to serve at your pleasure.
Now, I hope you don't think that anyone...
Listen, the other one.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Why don't you do less talking and let Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show do more talking, because he is the most important part of the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show is the most important part, not the other one and not the woman.
I know that's true.
And not the angry one. It's only Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show that keeps this ship a-sailing, and that's why these rules must be adhered to. In order to make his life better, in order to make everything, this way of working better for everyone.
Right. If you permit me just one question. Do you feel like we haven't been treating Kevin the way he deserves to be treated?
Of course you haven't.
We haven't, okay.
Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show has had to come into work several times in the past few weeks, first of all.
It's true.
He's had to work several days out of the past month. And I don't know who you people think you are, but it's about time you start treating Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show the way Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show should be treated.
Right. What do we need to know going forward, then, to make sure that
following rules will be adhered. Please don't be upset with this new way of doing business, but it's important for the Kevin of Kevin and Bean Show that Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show understands and gets what he needs and deserves.
Now, I've not heard any of these, so this is going to be new for me.
You're adorable, like you didn't write this list. Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show, first of all, a little person must be hired to prop open the gate into the parking lot and the door into the building, so Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show no longer needs to worry about a key card.
Why does it have to be a little person?
Because Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show thinks that would be funny.
All right. He's not wrong.
You know, a little person doorstop. Like, but do not call it a doorstop, because Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show is not aware of what a doorstop is.
Very true.
So please do not refer to it as doorstop, because it'll just mean Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show will be more confused than Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show usually is.
All right, fair enough.
Rule number two, all carpet from the front door to the studio must be removed and instead laid down just Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show's slippers. just pairs and pairs and pairs and pairs of slippers from the door to the studio. So Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show always feels like he's walking on slippers.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Nice. Shouldn't I, can I just wear slippers?
That's what I suggested, but you liked it this way. I don't understand why, but now we just have a carpet of slippers that you keep putting your feet in and out of as you move to the studio.
Okay.
It's going to take a long time, in my opinion, but you're Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show. I do not question.
Right. Okay.
Third rule, do not look Kevin at the Kevin and Bean Show in the eyes.
Oh, really?
At no time look him in the eyes. From now on, you must look at him in the testicles.
Oh. Wait, what?
At all times. Just keep your eyes strictly on his testicles. Ew. Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show will be referred to solely now from this point forward as Baron Sexy Von Smart-A-Lot.
And that's by his request?
Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show requests now that he is known as Baron Sexy Von Smart-A-Lot.
I am down with that one.
Kevin at the Kevin and Bean Show also asks that the mat that he usually sits on in the corner of the studio be replaced with a large child's wading pool full of chocolate syrup.
Oh.
He would like now to sit in a wading pool full of chocolate syrup. Please make sure it's Hershey syrup, not Magic Shell, because he did that once at home and the paramedics had to come and chip him out of it. Kevin at the Kevin and Bean Show also suggests that everyone that he works with wear a sheet with eye holes cut out.
What?
Oh, Kevin.
So he will feel like he's in heaven all the time. And lastly, Kevin at the Kevin and Bean Show adds every 12 to 17 minutes at work, people remind him that he is at work and it's not time yet to go home. Also remind him that righty-tighty lefty-loosey. And also remind him that the sharp part of the fork, it goes down towards the food.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun working with Baron Sexy Von Smart-A-Lot.
By the way, I know it's a few days out, but I want to remind you, put this in your schedule. Put it in your phone right now. Don't miss Thursday morning, 7 o'clock hour. Muse is going to be here, and they're bringing in their brand new song, too. It's been a long time for new Muse music, right?
Yes, it has.
Try saying that three times fast. So Muse, Thursday morning, 7 a.m., right here on K-Rock. I am fascinated with this topic because, as you know, this is me, Bean speaking, the healthiest man alive. And I plan to live to be 100, and that's not a joke. And
it is a joke.
It's not a joke at all. I mean, there's no reason to expect that I will not live to be 100.
Just all of the evidence of the last 10 years of your health. Other than that, you're right.
The healthiest.
Right, I know you say that. But do you say those words?
Do you know anyone healthier than I am?
Yes.
Who? Me. Who's healthier than I am?
Chip.
Do I ever get sick? Do I ever get sick?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you get sick. Are you asking if you miss work? No.
I don't get sick. I don't get sick. I'm healthy. Okay. I'm in good shape.
Right.
I'm going to live to be 100.
Right, okay.
And my secret, when people ask, and I'm not quite at the age where people are asking what my secret is to living so long yet. I've got a few more decades till that happens. But my secret is, and you mock me, but I'm telling you it's chocolate milk. I'm telling you chocolate milk is the reason, one of the reasons. It's one of the pillars upon which I've built this foundation of good health.
You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
We all know what great things milk has in it with the protein, and it helps you helps you replenish after exercise. Of course, I skipped the exercise part, but I do the milk part, and then the electrolytes and everything, and the chocolate. I'm telling you, that's part of my secret. So the reason I bring that up is because that's the topic on the table: is what's your secret weapon for health? What's the thing that you do or eat or drink or the technique that you have that is maybe not as widely known as others? It's unusual.
A very ugly image that came into my head when you said drink, based on a story that we talked about last week.
Well, it's funny you should bring that up, Kevin, because chocolate milk may work for me, but Dave, this man in Britain that we brought you last week, has a different strategy for what he says has turned his health around and put him in the best shape of his life.
My morning routine is basically I would get out, wear my glass, drink most of it.
Okay, so he drinks his own urine is what Dave does. And he claims that he is in the best shape of his life. He claims that he has lost weight.
He can be about it. He's as trustworthy as Bean.
How dare you? How dare you? You can't see the truth right in front of your own face.
Yeah.
Let's hear more from Dave.
Leaving a little bit at the bottom. And, I'd wash myself with it. And that's essentially just pouring a little bit in the palm of my hand and massaging it into my skin a section at a time. Okay, the benefits that I've experienced from drinking urine is, they started immediately. The first one within 10 minutes was this amazing feeling of well-being.
Right,
it's
10 minutes.
Bursts of energy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there you go. So that's just the start of the amazing benefits he gets from drinking his own urine. And
he takes a sip, and 10 minutes later, he's like, "I feel great."
Yeah, yes. Come on.
Yeah, and he says his skin looks good. He says he hasn't been sick. He's been healthier than ever. So that's his secret. So I've got chocolate milk. Dave's got urine. Kevin, what do you have? What's your secret?
Such a big liar.
What's your secret wellness weapon?
I don't really have a wellness weapon. Mm-hmm. I just eat chocolate because I like it. Now, I'm not positive that makes me more healthy.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the ice cream is that? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's your secret weapon.
Sure.
Maybe ice cream's keeping you alive.
Could be, yeah.
So we're looking for your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you've got a secret, you've got something that you use that helps you stay healthy. And I bet, by the way, especially with our Mexican listeners, our Mexican-American listeners who have had so many things passed down throughout the generations that the, that their family swears by, I bet we'll get some good ones from them as well.
Yeah, we're looking for wacky. We're looking for people laugh at you for this.
Yeah, that's possible that they laugh at you. Or it could just be unusual, something that most people don't think of as contributing to good health. How about you, Allie? You do anything special?
Nothing really. I get a lot of bug bites because I'm so sweet. And I put toothpaste on them, and that seems to help.
Oh.
Not really that what helps. We were looking for.
Okay, well, that helps with the bug bite?
Yeah, they're not as itchy anymore.
Right.
However.
But what we're talking about is just overall health.
Listen.
Like more energy.
I told you it wasn't what you were looking
for.
Okay,
all right. So Allie puts toothpaste on bug bites, everyone.
Oh.
If that helps.
Come on. I don't have any.
You don't have any, right?
No.
Because you're not crazy.
I do like, for hangovers, though, Menudo. Does that
you
help?
Listen to Menudo? How does that help?
Plus, we're not talking about hangovers. We're talking
the
about
food.
General health.
Okay.
Just general health. Just
well, if I was
healthy.
Drunk all the time, that would be general.
Yeah, that's a health tip that Allie uses 3 to 5 times a week.
Okay.
Come right. on. Yes. All right, so 1-800-520-1067. Is there a secret that you have that makes you healthy that other people don't hear about or read about? And you can share it with us, and maybe we can try them all. Let's try every one of them.
Let's not try
see how they work.
The look at line one, and let's not try that.
Maybe we won't try that one. Shall we talk to Diamond real quick?
Sure.
All right, she's LaPrenta. She's up first. 1-800-520-1067. By the way, don't forget, you can call or you can text us. Same phone number, 1-800-520-1067 with your health tip. Diamond, welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, guys. This one's actually not mine. It's a friend of mine. She gets her husband's stuff when they're together.
Right.
And she puts it on her face to keep her skin looking young, wrinkle-free.
Sure, it's a moisturizer, right? Sure.
Yeah, she says it's an anti-aging thing.
Yeah.
And she said that when her son actually started getting, like, really bad acne, like, she told him, look, go take care of your stuff and put it on your face. And he's like, oh, look, that's gross. So, like,
no, she didn't advise her son to do that.
This whole story just turned.
She didn't tell her son to rub it on his face.
No.
Come on. It's one thing for you to believe
it.
Oh,
no.
She told her son to do it. And
that went south so fast.
Oh. And how old was her son? Like 10?
No. No, I think he was like 16, 17.
Yeah, that's on us. That's on us that it's
yeah,
bad, but, right?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, but so he started breaking out really bad, and she told him to just do that. And she said out of nowhere, like little by little, his skin started clearing up. And she's like, you're doing it, aren't you? And he's like, shut up, Mom.
Oh, my God. I think we've all dated someone that says it's good for your skin.
Right.
Haven't we, ladies?
Right. That's just a lie that guys
yes.
tell.
I just can't believe your friend was dumb enough to believe it, right. Diamond.
And passing it down generations.
Oh my God.
Diamond, you're the best.
When I first met her, the day I met her, she's like, you and Charlie need to do this. I was like, Charlie's my husband. I'm like, okay, nice to meet you too.
We won't be talking anymore.
All right, Diamond, thank you for calling. That's awesome. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Top that, you guys. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
All right, just ahead of the Lumineers, we got a few texts that we'd like to read.
Yes, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call or text. We're talking about health tips that you have, things that you do that aren't commonly known. All right? From the 333, my grandpa made his own mulberry vodka in Armenia and took 3 shots of it every single day along with smoking hookah. He died at 105.
I'm willing to try that.
So now I got to try the vodka and the hookah if I want to live to be that old?
Right.
And from the 310, breast milk in the ears to clean them out and avoid ear infections. Okay, that's not
milk in the ears.
That's not a use for breast milk that I have heard. Have you? I haven't heard that.
Yeah, but you have to shoot it right in the ear, which is it's a fun game, you guys.
1-800-520-1067. Your calls after the Lumineers right now on the world famous K-Rock. Your chance to win K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta tickets for Saturday coming up in minutes here on K-Rock. Right now, we're taking your health secrets phone calls at 1-800-520-1067 to call or text. Let's go ahead and get it out of the way. Let's talk to Janelle and Fontana line two.
All right. Hey, Janelle.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
We're going to talk to you, but we're not going to enjoy it. What's the health secret?
I eat my baby's placenta.
I know this has been around for a long time, and a lot of people have done it. What's the science behind that, if you know?
Oh, man. I just do it because I saw it on Pinterest.
I'm sorry, hold on, please. So you're saying you don't even know what is supposed to be the benefit of that. You just saw it on Pinterest.
Well, I also saw my cat and my dog do it after they gave birth when I was little. So
I think it's a good idea to take health advice from your pets.
And they stay with a long time.
I'd like to say everything that you're saying is positive, and I support you.
It's supposed to help with postpartum depression, insomnia, level off the hormones, that type of thing.
She saw it on Pinterest.
I'm just trying to help out other people wondering why Janelle is eating her baby's placenta.
Okay.
All right, Janelle, keep doing what you're doing. Seriously. Get all of your advice from Pinterest and your pets. Let's try Lewis in Altadena. He's up next on line four. I think are you calling about the guy who drinks his own urine?
It's not a matter of drinking your own urine. Urine therapy is used in China and France, and they actually splash their face with it. They do different things with it because it's supposedly good for the skin.
But here's the question that I asked last week when we brought this story up. Isn't the body expelling the urine because that's stuff that the body doesn't need or want anymore?
Yes, but it's only 3-5% toxic stuff, so the rest of it's supposed to be good for you, and the 3-5% can be like a homeopathic, so it can help build your immune system.
You sound so shaky.
is it okay if I don't rub my urine all over my face?
Do what you want with it. I don't care.
All right. Okay. Good. So Lewis is fine with either way.
Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's go to JB. He's in Palmdale. He's on line six. I think he's going to convince a lot of people that he's got the answer here.
Hey, JB.
Yo, what's up?
Hey there. What do you do?
For my health?
Yes, for your health.
We thought that's why you were calling.
First of all, let's start with what do you do for a living?
I smoke a lot of pot, and that helps.
You smoke a lot of pot.
It's obvious.
And that helps everything.
I mean, it's better than putting urine or fecal matter in your skin or whatever.
Whoa.
No one said that. It's okay.
It got weird. And do you find that helps your health? Or are you young enough that you don't really have any health problems anyway?
Absolutely. I used to race motocross, and I've got some injuries. But I have mental health with people annoy me. So it helps me not get so annoyed.
Okay. Hi, JB. Thank you for the call.
This is a great batch. I love it.
Let's try, how about Greg in Santa Clarita Line 3, please?
Good morning.
Hey, Greg.
How's it going?
Good, thank you.
So I got a hilarious one for you. So my grandma, she just died 2 weeks ago, lived to be 92. Now back this up about 15 years ago. She's been smoking Lucky Strike unfiltered, drinking half a bottle of bourbon every day. It's like her, routine of life.
Half a bottle of bourbon?
Oh, yeah. She could drink anyone I know under the table. It's in her blood, I guess you could say.
And how many Lucky Strikes a day, do you know?
A pack of Lucky Strikes.
And she lived to 92.
Yeah. So she got pneumonia about 15 years ago. Doctors said, all right, this is it. She's in the hospital for a week. They said, all right, there's nothing more we can do. Take her home. Make her comfortable. All she wanted to do was go back out on the patio, have her smoke, have her drink. And we thought, all right, well, this is it. We helped her outside. She had her smokes and her drinks, took her to bed. She was up before everyone else the next morning making breakfast on her own, back to normal. So whatever makes you happy,
I am
doing it all wrong, you guys,
right?
Seriously, I need to get in on the Lucky Strikes and the bourbon. Holy moly, that's fantastic. All right, thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's try John. He's on line 8. I got no city here, but let's see what John's talking about.
All right, hey, John.
Hey, y'all. I'm from Fontana, too. I feel like I need to dig us out of a weird hole. Janelle, we're not all just eating baby bags out here.
Baby bags?
All right, stand up for your town.
But I agree with y'all. Milk is my thing. I go through about a gallon every 2 days. And I'm incredibly healthy, and I never really figured out why until my brother pointed it out to me that, yeah, I drink a ton of milk, and I never get sick. I get sick, but I don't. I call in sick, but I don't get sick. So yeah.
Okay.
Milk for me.
So it's just milk, and you're healthy most of the time.
All the time. Now, I never get sick.
All right, take it easy. I mean, if you're gonna lie, you gotta lie small. Don't lie.
Kevin,
big.
Why do you hate those of us that don't get sick?
I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. That's all.
John, keep doing what you're doing, my friend. All right, let's take a couple more real fast. Let's make Gabby in L.A. up next, line 4.
All right, hey Gabby.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Lemon is what I was taught was the secret to most illnesses.
Okay.
Like if you start to get a cold, you put it in hot water. If you have a cough, you put it in, honey. And, for different things, if you have, if an animal bites you, you go get a lemon off the tree and squeeze it into the wound. So
Now we're getting into Mexican territory. I like it.
You don't get rabies or whatever.
Sure. Right, because lemon will stop you from getting rabies.
That's true.
Lemon will
That's
stop
science.
You from getting rabies.
Then it feels good.
If you don't have toothpaste, you can pour lemon on a bug bite, and that helps with the itching.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't have deodorant, you
could. Oh my god!
I'm sorry. If you don't have deodorant,
you pour some lemon in your hand and you rub your armpits. Basically, if you just have lemon, you're going to be good to go.
Okay, there you go. That's fantastic
news. All right. Those are the people that listen to the Kevin and Bean Show. How about that? 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:51.
Just get worse and worse.
Right?
What are you complaining about now, Ralph?
You!
Okay.
Right. Is that going to follow it up?
All right, good.
I mean, Baron Sexy Von Smart a lot here. He knows it. Chip knows it. Allie loves it.
Oh, is this the Magic Shell?
Yes.
I'd never heard of it before. That's all.
How can you not have heard of Magic Shell?
I didn't know what it was.
You've eaten ice cream, I assume?
Sure,
at some point
yeah.
in your life?
Of course, yes.
Yeah. Magic Shell.
And that's, I didn't realize it was something you put on ice cream. The way Linus described it when we talked to him earlier this hour, it sounded like it was a chocolate that hardens real fast.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
But you're saying it's part of an ice cream.
Yes.
Meal.
You put it
it's
on
an
top,
ice cream
and
topping.
Then it shells itself, and then you have to chip away.
That sounds awesome.
Becomes chocolate covered ice cream like one of those ice cream pops or whatever.
Oh, I love that.
You should get in the world some.
And Magic Shell, is this something that's in the freezer section of my grocery store?
No, it's in the chocolate, like Hershey's. It's
right
next to
that.
Wherever
you find syrups and you know,
caramels. Oh, it's just on the shelf. Okay. Non-refrigerated. Okay, gotcha. I'll check it out. That sounds good.
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
I don't think it's a love thing. It's just I'd never heard of it.
Well, it's
before,
only been around for about 40 years.
I missed it. I'm sorry. But
what the hell's wrong with you?
I'm excited to now try it.
You have homework between now and tomorrow morning.
All right. I'm going to get me some Magic Shell. I like it very much.
All right.
Hey, 5 minutes from right now, we're going to give you tickets in the pit for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017 this Saturday at StubHub Center. 5 minutes from right now. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Yeah, it's a Monday morning, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, as expected, came in at number one again with $63 million. Then Snatched. The new Goldie Hawn, Amy Schumer film made $17.5 million. That was good enough to make it number two. King Arthur debuted with just $14.7 million. That may sound okay until you factor in that it cost about $175 million to make.
Now, I have a question
That's
for you.
That's less than okay.
That's not ideal.
I have a question for you guys. For the millions of people who don't... Kevin's a great example. Somebody who doesn't care about reviews at all. If a movie looks good, he sees the trailer, he wants to go see it, he's going to go see it, no matter what.
Right.
Why did nobody go see this movie? It has a big star in it. It's a popular, you know, big budget movie.
Kevin saw it.
Your example saw it.
Why do you think nobody else went to see it then?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Just it did seem like it, you know, if you hadn't heard anything about it, you could look at the trailer and go, well, that could be good.
Yes.
But people didn't get that sense, I guess.
Hot take, Bean.
I mean, I can't answer for other people. I saw it and it wasn't great. Surprise, surprise.
Wow. Fate of the Furious was fourth. Boss Baby was fifth. Beauty and the Beast was sixth. How to Be a Latin Lover at number seven. Low Riders. Number eight. We're going to get that damn song up.
Right?
I can't stop thinking about it every time I read that title, Low Riders, mm-hmm. for that movie. War, right? Wasn't that the band? War?
That was it, yeah.
Low Riders.
Don't drive too fast now.
Or however it goes.
That was close. Was it close?
Yeah, it was right on. Dead on.
It was as if I was at a war concert.
It was dead on.
The Circle was ninth. And Bahubali 2, the conclusion, rounded out the number 10.
I love that song, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah. We'd like to hear more of it. Can you do some more?
Can you
no,
perform
I'm not
some
a little
more.
Ask Omar to give us a little of the real, the actual song.
In the meantime.
Someone says step on a cat.
You're magical.
But not magic shell.
Right, ooh. Right.
Just magical.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of talented musicians and singers like Bean, Fox has announced their newest live Broadway show that they're going to put on television for 2018. Rent. Fox is going to do Rent.
I have no idea what that is, but it sounds provocative.
Rent! The Broadway show Rent!
I thought that was
5,172 and 6 minutes. Or that goes.
Very close. I think Bean can sing it.
Can you sing that hit song from Rent?
No, I actually can't.
Again, I think they. I don't. I no.
Really?
Huh? I don't think so.
I loved Rent.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
is it
a TV it's not, experience. Yeah,
I mean, they'll probably change things, which
no
was not
more AIDS,
good.
No more AIDS.
I mean, that's
you put a new song in like that.
I don't think it'll be great for TV. I'll still watch it. I'm an idiot.
But first up for Fox yeah. this Christmas, a live musical production of A Christmas Story. So get your BB guns out.
Now that's
are
not
they
going to
add music?
Yeah, that movie's not a musical, right?
There's a musical. There's a stage musical.
Oh, yeah, there is.
On the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to do that.
Okay.
On television.
All right.
Okay. Is yes. everybody clear on the
guys?
Good? I am okay now.
Are we all good?
Okay. Yes.
Everybody clear?
All right.
Okay. All right.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
And sad news, Powers Booth, one of my favorite character actors, has passed away. Died yesterday at the age of 68. They say natural causes took his life. I never know really what that means. But if you don't know the name, you know his work. He was in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He was on Nashville. He was the head of the Cowboys in Deadwood. Not in Deadwood, in Tombstone. He was also on Deadwood, played saloon owner Cy Tolliver on that show. Vice President Daniels on 24. I mean, just the guy was in everything and always made everything he was in better, which is really the highest praise you can give an actor. And it's sad that he passed away because I was a big fan of his work. And then I just heard minutes ago, Brad Grey, former head of Paramount Pictures, just passed away.
Is that right?
Oh, man.
Age of 59.
Wow.
59, yeah.
Oof.
Passed away from cancer, apparently. I didn't know. I think he kept that a secret from a lot of people. But he was the head of Paramount just up until recently.
Wow.
And, of course, legendary manager, too, for a lot of famous comedians. And
that's a big name in Hollywood right there.
Yeah. So, bad weekend. Today's celebrity birthdays. Chaz Palminteri is 65 years old today. Actor David Krumholtz turns 39. And Alexander Breckenridge from This Is Us and The Walking Dead turns 35 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right.
The sold-out K-Rock Media Residency Fiesta 2017, by now you know, is Saturday at StubHub Center. Would you like to go? We'd like you to be there as our guest in the pit. 1-800-520-1067. You will have to earn them. We'll play a game next on K-Rock.
L.A. knows he's alternative rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:06.
Stop your jibber-jabber.
Hey, Mr. T, how are you?
I'm excellent.
Mr. T is here to help us give away some tickets for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2017 this Saturday. Mr. T, who are you excited about seeing this weekend?
My prediction? Pain.
Pain. I hope there's no pain. We do have a Cage the Elephant and 311 and Paramore and Lana Del Rey and Dream Car and Lord and Incubus and Imagine Dragons and all the rest. This game is called I Pity the Fool.
Kevin and Bean have tickets in the pit for K-Rock's Weenie Roast 2017. Just identify the famous pit and you can gain access. So get on the phone and call them. Then maybe you will win. Tickets in the pit. I pity the fool.
All right, so Mr. T.
I love that music.
That's good music,
makes
right?
You want to shoot things.
You are going to be asking questions, and the answers will all have pit in them?
That's right, fool.
Okay.
That's why it's called I Pitted a Fool.
All right. That makes a lot of sense.
I Pitted a Fool. Pit tickets, and all the answers have pit in them.
Have pit in them. Okay.
Who's they got first, pits.
Who's our first contestant, please? That's the wrong button.
Oh, you're wrong, fool. You lose.
Michelle in Ontario. Hi.
Hello.
Michelle, listen up. This is an audio clue. In 1986, these movie stars, Tom Hanks and Shelley Long, made a movie about a couple trying to renovate a purchased home. Here's the clip.
If we do this, we do it together. I'm putting in half the money or I'm not going in.
Great!
I thought you'd give me an argument.
Well, if I had any money, I would.
What movie was that?
The Money Pit.
Yes.
That's right, sucker.
Nicely done.
Hold on. You're in the drawing.
That's very impressive. From
I said, hold on.
30 years ago. Wow.
Let's move on to Jenna in Long Beach. Hi, Jenna.
Hi.
Jenna, this Fox TV series only lasted one season. It starred Mark Paul Gosselaar and Kyle Bunbury as Jenny Baker, a young sports star who did this. Listen to this audio.
Listen to this crowd. For the first time in history, a woman has taken the mound in a Major League Baseball game.
What's the name of the TV show?
Ball Pit.
I could have gotten
Money Pit. That was kind of unfair.
Unfair because you got a different question?
We can't ask everybody the same question.
I'd be dumb, fool.
What was her answer, Mr. T? What
she said ball pitch.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it's called.
I've never heard of this show.
Yeah, okay. It's called just pitch.
It's pitch.
Pitch yeah. was the name. Leave my balls out of it.
All right, let's go to James in Paramount. Hi.
Hey, guys.
James. Michael Phelps won 8 gold medals in the 2008 Summer Olympics in Beijing. But this American swimmer held the record before that with 7 gold medals in 1972 in Munich. What was his name?
No idea.
Oh. Mark Spitz, fool.
See, because it has pit in it.
Spitz has pit in it.
Because you pity the fool, Mr.
I
T.
I pity the fool. You don't know Mark Pitts. Spitz. What? So I pity the fool. Pity the fool.
All right, let's go to Michael and Walnut. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, Mr. T, is this easy on your voice?
A pitiful fool has to do this voice all the time.
It hurts, doesn't it?
All right, here's your question, fool.
Go for it.
Although their marriage didn't last, this movie star met his longtime love on the set of the 2005 film Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Here's some audio.
Doing all right, aren't we? I mean, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. There were times I just wanted to...
Brad Pitt.
Kill her. But,
I said, listen to the audio, fool!
That's a good sign.
I didn't say who's scream the answer over the audio!
That's
my
manage,
prediction,
right?
Pain. I hate him.
He was right 1 second after we started.
I hate that guy.
Why, he got it right?
Yeah. I hate him.
He got it right.
Yeah, I got it. Come on. Let's
all right, hold on, Michael.
I hope it
come, on. Come on, let's go, Michael says, the by the way. We're holding back.
All right, let's go to Dylan in Lakewood. Hi there.
Hey.
Dylan, this is appropriate. Question for you, fool. Listen to this question.
Okay.
On Beverly Hills 90210, this diner was the popular hangout for all the kids, like Dylan. What was the name of it?
The what?
Oh, you sucker.
The name of the diner on Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, and it has pit in it.
Yeah, because this game is called I Pity the Fool. I Pity the Fool. The name of the diner has pit in it. It's two words. One of them's pit.
Half of the answer is pit. What? Ball pit?
Ball pit? I said leave my balls out of this game.
It's an awful time.
Why does everybody want to put balls in this game?
No one's going to go to a hangout called the ball pit. They're just not.
I'd go there.
It was called the peach pit.
Thank you for calling.
Peach pit. Fool.
All right. All right. Michael and Michelle are both in the drawing. Let's try to get a couple more people qualified. We're playing I Pity the Fool for Weenie Roast Tickets in the Pit.
Hey, Dan.
Dan.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, Mr. D.
Hey, Dan. Listen, this is an audio clue question, so just shut up until I play my audio.
You got it.
This band from Cambridge, Massachusetts was formed in 2007, and they had a big hit song that they played here on K-Rock called I Take a Walk. Here's a little audio.
Scattered across the coast. Once a year I'll see them for a week or so at most.
What's the name of the band?
I love those guys. Passion Pit.
That's right.
Look at that. Nice.
I like
done.
This guy. I like Dan. Right. He's a good man. Love it when a plan comes together.
All right, let's go to Robert in Bellflower. Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Robert, here's your question. This NHL hockey team is currently battling in the Eastern Conference Final against the Ottawa Senators. What's the name of the team?
The Pittsburgh Penguins.
Pittsburgh Penguins!
Nicely done.
Now we're on a roll.
Pit of the Fool. Pit is in Pittsburgh.
Right. We just have time for one more, Mr.
That's
K.
That's good. Can your voice hold out? Question. Right. If you had time for two more, I'd be in trouble.
Let's go to Andrea in Fullerton. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Andrea.
Yes.
This performer is known as Mr. 305 and Mr. Worldwide. And this 2011 song was his first number one. And also earned of a lawsuit from Lindsay Lohan. Here's the audio.
Because tomorrow I'm off to do battle, perform for a princess. But tonight, I can make you my queen and make love to you endless. It's insane the way the name growing, money keep flowing. Hustlers moving silent, so I'm tiptoeing. So keep blowing, I got it locked up like Lindsay Lohan.
Dolly! I think she said Mermaid.
I think so too.
She said Pitbull.
She said Mermaid. So I'm going to say, that's right.
That's correct, yes.
She goes in the drawer too.
She does it.
Come over here, woman. I'll show you how a real man treats a woman.
Andrea, and Robert and Dan and Michael and Michelle, all of them in the drawing. They all pity the fool. Only one's going to win tickets in the pit for the K-Rock Weenie
Roast. Come here, Adam McKay. I'll show you how a real man treats a woman.
This Saturday.
Chris Adam McKay.
All right.
Who is our winner, please?
Michael.
Yeah. He's very afraid. Michael, congratulations. Enjoy the show.
I pity the fool who lost too, Michael. I pity the fool.
All right, your phone calls are next, 1-800-520-1067.
What just happened?
Any topic? What?
What just happened?
A segue.
We played the end of the
switching gears
game, and then said that we're going to take
some if you're driving a car and you throw it into reverse, Kevin, you will leave your transmission all over the freeway. That's all we're saying.
We're going to take some calls.
Hey, Mr. T, why don't you stick around and take some calls with us for Kevin? What's good?
I'd love to take some calls. Why don't you call and tell me what's good? Tell me what's good. I'll show you something real good. Come here, right. Woman. I'll show you what a real man is.
He's fine, Mr. T. It's not yes. Like you at all.
What's good is where you get to be on the show.
Like.
No,
you call and tell us what's going on. You got questions, you got comments, you got complaints. We want to hear from you at the same phone number, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls along with Mr. T next on K-Rock. It is your time to shine right now, 1-800-520-1067. If you want to be on the air, be part of the show, you can give us a call right now for Kevin and Beans. What's good? Let's do it.
Like we always do it this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify. What are we missing and not talking about? Call up, call up. So we could be down. 1-800-520-1067. What's good?
What's good?
All right, Nikki, let's find out what's good, and let's start in Burbank with our friend Eric. He's on line one to get us going here.
All right, Eric, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, everybody at K-Rock. How are you doing?
We are good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I just wanted to give you guys props. I recently got out of hernia surgery.
Oh.
And I don't have to renew my gym membership because you guys make me laugh every morning, and that's the highlight of my day.
So thank you.
That sounds like a compliment, and it sounds like you're sincere, so thank you for that.
Oh,
but
it's totally sincere.
You also sound somewhat high.
Are you on medication currently, Eric?
No, I wish. I'm gonna get there, but okay. No, I'm not there yet.
Forgive this really, really dumb question, Eric, because I honestly don't know the answer. What is involved in hernia surgery? What do they do?
It sucks. It was near my groin, and they put a mesh in there, and it sucked. The recovery time for me was longer, I guess, maybe than normal, but it's not fun, and I wish I can get a root canal in all my teeth without Novocaine.
Oh, my gosh. It was that bad, huh?
Well, for me it was. But.
Well, I hope you're on the road to recovery, and any small part we played in helping you feel better, I'm
you
super glad to hear that.
You guys are making me laugh so hard, I'm probably going to get another hernia.
All right.
We're responsible for sending you right back into the emergency room.
So now it's
room.
Our fault. All right, Eric. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Liza West Covina up next on Kevin Beats. What's Good? Line 3.
Hey, Liza.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So I have two. This is actually my second time on the show this morning. I failed at the U2 lullaby.
Good. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I graduated with Dexter Holland last Thursday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Was he, you graduated from USC. He got his doctorate. How about you?
Yeah. So I also got my doctorate in neuroscience.
So were you guys?
Same.
Wait, so she just said in neuroscience.
Neuroscience, yeah, she did.
What are you listening to this show for?
It's a nice break for my brain. Oh. I just...
It's a nice break from my brain is what she said.
And she's right.
That is the next Kevin and Bean t-shirt. The Kevin and Bean Show, a nice break for your brain. Oh, my God, Andrea.
You're it's the best. Liza.
Or Liza, whatever your name is.
There's no Andrea on the phone.
Where did you come up with
that? Liza, thank you for calling. Thanks. Congratulations, so much, doctor. All right. That was awesome. Let's try John. He's in Santa Clarita. He has a fantastic question that I have also been wondering.
All right. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, K-Rock?
What's happening? What's good?
What's up with these man buns?
Right?
I mean, right.
Dude, I go to the gym, and I swear, half of the people there look like samurais. I mean, they got that man bun going on. I want to be like Sweeney Todd and just cut those things off.
I totally hear where you're coming from. And the only, Allie, you may have some insight on this that I don't know, but, because you know hair stuff. But is it possible that guys want to wear their hair long, but they don't want it in the way when they're at the gym? So that's a way, like a ponytail, of just kind of getting it off of their necks.
But wear it in like a low ponytail. Why are all these dudes putting in like a top bun? You look dumb.
Dumb.
I mean, so dumb. Stop
I
it,
mean,
men.
The girls are telling you it's a terrible look, men. That should be enough reason to not wear a man bun, I would think, right?
But then you've got Christine that thinks man buns are hot.
That's
so,
true. That's true, but you have to discount them because she disagrees with all of us.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you for the call, John. Hopefully we're putting it out there in the universe that man buns are no good. All right. Let's find out why Diamond is calling back. She's in La Puente. She's on line 6. Now, we spoke with Diamond earlier. It was a great call. You guys remember her calling? Remember what it was about?
Oh, yeah.
It was about rejuvenating the skin with something from your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Diamond, what's up?
You guys got me in trouble.
How did we get you in trouble?
Because when I was telling you guys what happened with my friend, my big brother was listening in on the radio on his way to work.
Oh.
And your big brother is the friend?
No. Oh. No. It's just my big brother called in, and he called me right after I hung up with you guys, and he's like, Diamond, was that you I just heard on Kevin and Bean right now? And I started laughing. I said, I didn't know what to say. I started stuttering. He goes, oh, my God, my baby sister put stuff on her face. Oh, my God.
I mean, it wasn't technically you. You said it was a friend.
Right.
In quotes, right.
Yeah, but see, I was laughing so much, I couldn't tell him that I'm not the one that does it.
Oh,
it was
you. It was Diamond, everybody.
Yeah.
It was Diamond.
Well, he took it as I'm the one that does it, and I was just using the quote-unquote friend
right.
for an excuse.
We all thought the same thing.
That's the truth.
And your skin does look lovely.
That's right. You've never looked better.
Hey!
Sam, go.
Really?
Chip broke her elbow.
She did that.
Giving a hay.
Something just happened to her.
That is a high price to pay.
She got a hay.
Yeah, that was a clunk.
Do we have a little bit of time for Bean singing a war?
A little bit of time. How about the rest of the show?
This is from about an hour ago.
Low riders.
Don't drive too fast now. However it goes.
That was close. Wasn't it close?
Yeah, it was right
dead on.
It was as if I was at a war concert.
I love that song, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah. We'd like to hear more of it.
Actual song.
In the meantime. So that happened.
Oh, Marone.
So that was a thing. That was a thing that happened.
Wow.
So good.
Ralph is here now for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Wow, right?
Right?
Low riders.
I'm not going to fall for it again. Drives too fast now.
Oh, you don't have to. I have the tape.
No, I thought he was doing it. I thought he was doing it live.
Don't
sorry.
Drives too fast now.
Maybe I don't remember the words exactly right.
You're spot on.
It's being a shaft again.
Right?
No, my brother. Don't drives too fast now, my brother.
Low riders.
Don't drives too fast now.
Can you say, nailed it?
Wow, he's got so much soul, doesn't
really?
He?
Really?
Do we have Bean? Do we have Shaft Bean floating around?
Is this Shaft Bean?
Yeah, it's Bean as Shaft or Superfly. Superfly Bean, I think it was.
Thanks so much for coming in, my brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, my brother.
My brother.
This was a success.
The reason we talked about Low Riders this morning was that we looked at the top 10 movies at the box office, and it debuted at number 8 with $2.4 million. Far cry from number 1, which was Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. $63 million made that number 1. Then Snatched debuted with $17.5 million, making it number 2. King Arthur was 3rd with 14.7. Then Fate of the Furious and The Boss Baby. Beauty and the Beast, How to Be a Latin Lover.
Low Riders.
Low Riders. Passing slower.
B was dead on.
The Circle was 9th. And then Bahubali 2, The Conclusion.
Sure.
Came in at number 10. Another day, another nude selfie from an up-and-coming starlet. This time the honors go to Paris Jackson. Ooh. She is for real on Instagram. The 19-year-old daughter of Michael posted a shot of herself nude, but she said it's not to sex up her image. She's not trying to get attention by posting a nude photo of herself on Instagram.
Okay.
So get that thought right out of your head.
Okay, so if it's not that...
It's because, Kevin, she is celebrating nudity. Because being naked is part of what makes us human, says Paris. She's deep.
Yeah.
She believes that scars, extra weight, stretch marks, and freckles are beautiful.
She doesn't have any of those.
Said the 19-year-old with the perfect body. And she has an interesting hobby of gardening in the nude.
Oh.
Because it allows her to commune with Mother Gaia. Mother, uh-huh. It's Mother Nature, Kevin.
Okay.
And when she gardens in the nude, then she is closer to the earth that way, and she can exchange energy.
I see.
Bugs could get up there.
No bugs are getting up there, Allie.
They could, though.
No, they couldn't. Don't worry about it. It's
right?
fine.
You're out there just hoeing.
Well, when you're hoeing, you're going to get bugs.
Happens.
That's for sure. Here's a surprise. We learned a lot about what shows are being canceled and brought back and what new shows have been purchased the past couple of weeks. Two Broke Girls canceled over the weekend. Starring Kat Dennings and Beth Behrs, of course. Played a couple waitresses and roommates who worked at that Brooklyn diner. Don't get me wrong, it was awful. But a lot of people were watching, so I'm surprised that it got canceled. It averaged 5.6 million viewers this past season.
Well, that's shocking.
Seems like a lot.
That seems like a lot.
That was the show that was created by our friend Whitney Cummings, right? If I recall correctly.
I'm not sure the origins of that show. I just know it was bad. And not bad, but not funny. I guess if you're a sitcom.
But I think they were going for funny.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. In that case.
The Great Indoors also canceled with Joel McHale.
I feel bad for Joel, yeah.
I feel bad for Joel, too. I feel bad for Ken Jeong, too. Dr. Ken was canceled.
But he found another show right away. He's got another show coming out this fall, yes. It's called Crazy Rich Asians.
What's it about?
It's about some crazy rich Asians.
What?
Yes. Has an all-Asian cast led by Constance Wu and Henry Golding, as well as Gemma Chan, Michelle Yeoh,
wow,
and Awkwafina.
The water?
No, Awkwafina, Awkwafina. Awkwafina, because he's a comedian.
Okay.
And it's about an American-born Chinese economics professor who heads to Singapore with her boyfriend to take in his best friend's wedding, only to find out that her boyfriend comes from an incredibly wealthy family and is the most eligible bachelor in Asia, and all the women she meets are trying to take her down so they can get him for herself because he is a crazy rich Asian.
Huh. I like that Michelle Yeoh and that Constance Wu both.
I like them all. I just hope they save their money. Hope they get a season out of Crazy Rich Asians. But who knows? Stranger things have happened, right?
Mm-hmm. Stranger things did happen.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, really?
We got it.
Yeah. Really? You had to put a point on it like
the
that?
The show was called Stranger Things.
Right, we got so it.
It happened.
Give me a little Low Riders. Give me a little Bean Singing Low Riders, man.
Crap, what's happening right now?
Low Riders.
Don't drive too fast now. Or however it goes.
That was close. Was it close?
Yeah, it was right on.
Dead on.
It was as if I was at a war concert.
I love that song, by the way.
Yeah, we'd like to hear more of it.
Actual song.
In the meantime.
That's nuts at the end there.
Right? Like the beginning of it isn't?
But it's the end, especially.
Right?
Low riders. Don't drive too fast now.
The end sounds like that old commercial for the, what was it, Meow Mix?
I love that song, by the way.
Yeah, we'd like to hear more of it.
Actual song.
In the meantime. That was him trying to continue what Ralph was doing. That was related. No. Those two were related.
Bean, don't you ever change.
Right?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Chaz Palminteri is 65 years old today. Dave Krumholtz is 39. Remember Beer Mug's interview with Dave Krumholtz when he was on the red carpet?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
He was talking to Dave Krumholtz, who was a star of Numbers at the time and had a bunch of stuff. He had a long career.
Okay.
Asked him about like his first job.
I think I have it here.
Do you?
Yeah.
I loved you in Slums of Beverly Hills. I know. And you know what? I'm going to go even further back. Adam's Family Values.
Do you like any of my recent work?
I haven't seen any of your recent work, David.
He knows how to charm a guest, doesn't
he? Right?
And Mike a guest, too, by the way.
That was 13 years ago.
Alexandra Breckenridge from This Is Us and The Walking Dead, 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beats.
Congratulations, Sarah Deason from Tustin. Just got tickets in the pit for this Saturday's sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017. Your chance to win is coming up at noon and 3 and 6 p.m. today. It is 9:07. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Remember that time, that day that Bean was singing those slow jams?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Those were good times.
Those were good old days.
Low riders.
Don't drive too fast now. Or however it goes.
That was close. Was it close?
Yeah, it was right on.
Dead on.
It was as if I was at a war concert.
I love that song, by the way.
Yeah. We'd like to hear more of it.
Actual song.
In the meantime. It's just that's unbelievable.
Can you say nailed it?
Yeah,
right. Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that.
I would like an album, please.
Same.
Bean sings the hits,
the slow jams.
Yeah,
that's what he seems to be.
That is my specialty.
Any jam will do for me.
That's true.
Just
Bean sing the hits. Come on now.
It's uncanny how he can reproduce
right?
any voice or sound. He's like a minor bird.
Lick it?
Remember when he used to do the Arsenio Hall?
Oh, yeah.
Dog pound? We used to say that. We didn't even know he was doing it. We found out years later that he was reproducing what he thought the dog pound sounded like on the Arsenio Hall show.
Yeah, we were very shocked when we found that out. Here's
Arsenio Hall is here. Looking good.
We thought he was literally like, saying, ooh, right?
He's like, no, that's what the dog pound does on his show, nope. That audience. Oh. And we're like, you mean, ooh, that?
Ooh.
It's not that.
No.
Close.
Not.
Bean, fix your goddamn life.
Right?
Fix your goddamn life.
Get it together. All right. If we're done.
Oh, we're done.
Oh, I see. I see how it is now.
All right, then.
Ooh.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat.
Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, no surprise, once again, at the top of the heap. $63 million. Made it so this weekend. Snatched. Debuted with $17.5 million. Arthur. King Arthur. Debuted with $14.7 million.
And what was the problem with it? You said it wasn't great, Kevin.
It was fine. It was
great director, great cast.
I enjoyed it.
What went
wrong? I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. I enjoyed it, but
was it average or was it bad?
Oh, no, it wasn't bad at all. But I got a lot of bad reviews, so I feel like people are a lot more picky than I liked it.
I think it's a terrific film, and I think everyone should go see it.
Agreed.
Yes.
And Charlie Hunnam, by the way.
Right?
Right?
He's dreamy.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, I'd be his girlfriend in a minute.
Right?
Right? If we were ever in prison together. I don't know why we're in prison together.
Not sure but
we probably both broke the law, I guess. Both of us broke a law. Probably not the same law. Different laws.
That's why people are in
prison. That's why we ended up in prison.
Right.
Yeah. It's almost like you're on trial and then convicted of something that's set away as some sort of penance for your crime.
Right. Fate of the Furious was fourth. The Boss Baby was fifth. Beauty and the Beast, sixth. How to Be a Latin Lover. Low Riders at number eight.
Low Riders. Pass a little slower.
That's not exactly how it went earlier.
Low Rider is a real goer.
Yeah, baby.
It's a good song right there.
Great tune. The Circle was ninth. Bahubali 2, The Conclusion, came in at number 10. There's a brand new reality competition series coming out on Lifetime. American Beauty Star. Adriana Lima will be the host.
Okay.
That's great because she's got a strong command of the English language. So that'll be enjoyable for everyone to watch, I think.
I'm not going
to
be listening.
Is it sound down, pants down?
Oh, man.
And I have no idea what this competition is. I don't know who is competing, and I don't know what they win. I don't even know what they're doing.
Right, but who cares?
It is 12 celebrity stylists and or salon professionals who would compete in a number of challenges, from creating an editorial fashion look to glamorous moments for red carpets and runway shows. What is that?
It doesn't sound like they know yet.
It's just a bunch of people.
Doing a bunch of things.
Holding up makeup and clothing.
Huh.
Anyway.
I'm in.
No, you're not in.
Right, that's
no one is in.
No one's
We're
in.
All out. American Beauty Star. What does that even mean? Sounds like a made-up title.
I don't know. It really doesn't make any sense. It's
a sketch on Saturday Night Live. By the way, what's her name? Meredith McCraney? What's her name?
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy. She was on Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a chance to see it. So I've been catching up a little bit, bits and pieces, running back and forth to the office. Bean, why'd you tell me that game show segment was so funny?
Isn't it?
You should have mentioned it.
Isn't she amazing in that?
Oh, my Lord. She's so talented.
She takes like 40 pies to the face, Kevin.
Sweet.
A lot of pies to the face.
Is that code or
No,
they're real literally pies to the face.
Really to the face.
Just a brilliant physical comedian.
Called Just Desserts. Either you win money or you get hit in the face with a pie. And she does not fare well.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
But so funny.
Did you see the Amazon Alexa Silver, though? Did you watch that?
I have not.
Oh, my God. That's the best thing of the whole show,
right.
I think.
I will check that out.
This is the Alexa for old people.
Oh, okay.
It's very funny.
I will check that out. Justin Bieber, we were talking about his concert in Mumbai. Remember that rider that he had?
Oh, yeah,
he had
sure.
To have dishes that were named after his songs. that we finally found out that was part of in that writer.
Yes.
Reviews are in for his concert. People paid up to $1,100 a ticket.
Holy crap.
And in India, some money right there, by the way. To watch him lip sync.
No, he didn't.
He lip synced the vast majority of the show, according to all the journalists. Bieber was so bad it was hilarious. One fan tweeted.
I thought he was one of them that actually sang.
Nope.
He used to be.
He used to be.
He really cheesed off an entire country, pretty much. Oof. Rolling Stone India said he had the kind of commitment one would usually expect from a robot. Another tweet said, he looks like he's playing basketball in his driveway because he showed up with his shirt, a t-shirt and shorts on. These people were not happy. But at least promoters spent $4 million just to get him set up in the country.
That's insane.
Oh, my gosh.
So, he's got to stop, right?
I think you should be, this is no joke, I think you should have to advertise it as a lip-sync show if you're not going to be singing live.
Well, apparently he grabbed a guitar and did a few acoustic numbers that he actually sung, but anything involved him in dancing with the crew, mm-hmm. it was all lip-synced.
I agree with Bean. Oh, you should have to announce that ahead of time.
I mean, some people don't seem to care. People go see Britney.
I think the vast majority of Bieber fans probably don't care either, because they're mostly just girls who are screaming because he's in front of them. You know?
Could be.
But, yeah, that's some BS. Today's celebrity birthday, Chaz Palminteri, 65 years old today. Actor Dave Krumholtz turns 39. And Alexandra Breckenridge from This Is Us and The Walking Dead. She celebrates her 35th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beats.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we've got your tickets not only to see you two at the Rose Bowl, but we've also got your tickets in the pit for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta, which is this Saturday.